Sigmund Freud was born 150 years ago this weekend. He's certainly the most cited psychoanalyst in pop culture, but his influence on media doesn't end there. Freud's ideas and psychoanalysis in general are cinema staples. Think flashback or even projection, not to mention the sexual stuff. Andrea Sabadini is a London-based psychoanalyst and chairman of the European Psychoanalytical Film Festival. He thinks some of the convergence between Freud and film can be chalked up to timing.
They were both born around the same time, in the year 1895. At that time, the Lumière brothers in France, in Paris, were showing their first films. And in the same year, Sigmund Freud and Joseph Breuer were publishing the first psychoanalytic book called Studies on Hysteria. Freud himself not wanting to have much to do with this new medium.
Freud, in fact, was actively uninterested in film.
He was skeptical about cinema. And in fact, there is a nice story about the Hollywood producer Samuel Goldwyn, who wanted to produce a big film on love. He believed Freud was the biggest expert in the world on love and offered him, in fact, something like $100,000, which was a lot of money for those days. We're talking about 1925, I think. And Freud didn't even want to meet him or have anything to do with it.
You've said that film and psychoanalysis share a language of sorts.
Well, they share quite a lot. Dreams, which are very central to psychoanalytic work, are very much part of films. Some people could, in fact, read films as if they were dreams. Psychoanalyst Freud himself discussed a concept which is called the uncanny, which is that sense of something which appears to be familiar but is a bit different from familiar and therefore can be quite frightening. But it's certainly something that many filmmakers put across in their films. Something else that films and psychoanalysts have in common is, for instance, the interest in characters. People like Truffaut would characterize their characters in the film in much psychological detail and very often borrowing ideas from psychoanalysis.
Psychoanalysts themselves have been depicted frequently in film.
There's a film by John Huston called Freud. It's a kind of biography of the early years of Freud's work. An interesting thing about it is that the script was originally written by the great French philosopher and novelist Jean-Paul Sartre.
Who got into a shouting match, I understand, with John Huston and walked off the
Absolutely.
Set.
Absolutely. Apparently, Sartre sent a first script, and Huston complained because it was too long. It would have made a film of about 5 or 6 hours. So he asked Sartre to rewrite it, and Sartre rewrote it and wrote one which was even longer than that.
Boy, Huston should have understood what he was getting into. We all know that Freudian analysis takes an awful long time.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the problems, I think, in representing psychoanalysis in films. In films, you want fast, easy answers and so on. And of course, that's not what psychoanalysis is about.
Dr. Sabadini, thank you very much.
All right. Very good.
Andrea Sabadini is a London-based psychoanalyst and chairman of the European Psychoanalytical Film Festival.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.